Chapter 18, Celebrate Oklahoma. Chapter Preview, Terms, Culture, Diversity, Rodeo, Powwow, Ethnic Group. We arrived where we are today because of the many and varied experiences in our state's past. Oklahoma's diverse cultures and geography have intertwined to create a unique and special state. Our individual and collective daily events have built upon each other to create the state that we have become. Celebrations of the diversity of the Oklahoma experience and indomitable spirit of our people are held throughout the state. Many varied and fun resources combine real people and places with historic facts to make our history come alive. Hundreds of festivals, powwows, rodeos, museums, and historic sites tell the story of Oklahoma. Section 1. Kaleidoscope of Events. As you read, look for the elements of culture, examples of the many festivals and events in our state, vocabulary terms, culture, diversity, rodeo, and powwow. The shaping and blending of cultures in Oklahoma has been going on for hundreds of years. The word culture refers to the way of life of a group of people. Many cultures had already intertwined and melded before statehood, as our land was settled in a very piecemeal fashion. Native Americans already living on the land were joined by other tribes who had been forced to relocate to the area. The Native Americans were soon joined by European Americans and African Americans as the land was opened to settlement. Others from Asia, the Middle East, and Latin America now also call Oklahoma home, making our state a melting pot of many and varied cultural traditions. The process has not always been easy by any means, but through a great deal of effort on the parts of many, the result is a strong and proud state. The diversity of different ideas, customs, skills, arts, foods, and beliefs has produced a kaleidoscope of events. The numerous festivals and events held across Oklahoma throughout the year celebrate the many cultures and the unique history of our state. Rodeos. One event that is held in virtually every part of the state is the rodeo. Today's rodeos have evolved from the informal contest American cowboys held at the end of the long cattle trails in the 1800s. Those contests included some of the many tasks that had to be performed on the ranches: roping, horse breaking, riding, herding, branding, and more. The early Spanish influence, including the cattlemen known as vaqueros, helped set the stage for the modern rodeo. As the open range and cattle drive era ended, many cowboys took jobs with the new Wild West shows. The 101 Ranch Wild West Show and Pawnee Bill's Wild West Show both helped define the pageantry and showmanship of modern rodeo. Aspects of the Wild West Show were eventually combined with cowboy competitions that were held in many small towns. Ranch rodeos in various locations preserve the heritage and lifestyle of the working ranch cowboy as teams from actual ranches compete for bragging rights. The Old Settlers Picnic at Velma, first held in 1890, hosts what may be the oldest free open rodeo in Oklahoma. Music. Music soothes the soul and is common to all cultures worldwide. Our rich cultural diversity results in a variety of musical tributes. Our festivals feature bluegrass, western swing, jazz, folk, country, pop, and other musical styles, plus fiddlers and square dancers. The Charlie Christian International Jazz Festival in Oklahoma City, the Woody Guthrie Folk Festival of Okemah, the Oklahoma Mozart International Festival in Bartlesville, and Bob Wills Day at the state capitol are only a few of the many musical events held each year. Native American Heritage. Our Native American heritage is celebrated throughout the year with a number of events. Modern powwows are a celebration of this heritage. Powwows, which usually last for several days, include singing, dancing, eating, and sometimes trading. The Kiowa hold a Black Leggings Society dance in Anadarko and the annual Gourd Clan powwow in Carnegie. At the Gourd Clan powwow, teepees and arbors are set up near the bank of the Washita River, reminiscent of days long ago. The Tinker Intertribal Council powwow in Midwest City honors veteran warriors. Other powwows are held by the Tonkawa, Cherokee, Apache, Comanche, Quapaw, Sac and Fox, and many other tribes. Many other events commemorate Oklahoma's Native American heritage. Muskogee is the site for events that celebrate the traditions of the Seminole, the Choctaw, and the Chickasaw. The Choctaw Storytelling Festival is held at Crowder. The American Indian Exposition at Anadarko has been a tradition for many years. Red Earth Native American Cultural Festival in Oklahoma City is one of the largest events of its kind in the United States. Okmulgee is the site for the celebration of the Muskogee Creek Nation. The Trail of Tears drama at Tahlequah depicts the triumphs and tragedies of a Cherokee family. The Canoosh Festival in Tahlequah features an ancient traditional food made with hickory nuts. The ancient skill of making stone tools or flint napping is demonstrated at various locations in the state. Spiro Mounds State Archaeological Park hosts many events during the year. Archaeologists believe the ancient people may have used some of the mounds to keep track of solar events and the changing of the seasons. Visitors can learn the history of the mounds during a one-mile walk and find out why they align with the solstice and equinox sunsets. Battle sites. Several Civil War battles were fought on Oklahoma soil. Period life can be seen at reenactments, where you can hear the cannons as they might have sounded during battles. Walk through the camps of sutlers, those who sold food and other items to the soldiers, and the tents of soldiers. Hear historical speakers and learn about life during this era. Reenactments of the Battle of Honey Springs near Chickoda are usually held every 3 years, although a special enactment was held in 2013 to mark the 150th anniversary of the battle. The site commemorates the location of a Union Army victory on July 17, 1863. A candlelight tour in Chickoda includes a series of scenes depicting life in Indian Territory during the Civil War. The Frontier Era. Explore a much earlier time of mountain men, trappers, fur traders, and craftsmen at the Traders Encampment at Willow Rock Ranch, Museum and Wildlife Preserve near Bartlesville. The Fort Washita Fur Trade Rendezvous at Durant depicts the 1820 to 1840 fur trade era of the American West. Reenactors at the Dripping Springs Rendezvous in Okmulgee demonstrate frontier skills and crafts. In Tombstone Tales, historical reenactors portray some of the colorful individuals buried at the territorial Fort Reno Post Cemetery. The Salt Fork Craftsmen Association and others demonstrate blacksmithing skills at various events throughout the state. Harvest Celebrations. Harvest, the time when a ripened crop is gathered from the field, has been celebrated since prehistoric days. A successful crop meant food for the coming winter. Our agricultural heritage is celebrated around the state. A few of these events are the Silver City Antique Tractor Engine and Equipment Show at Tuttle, the Oldies Club Tractor and Vehicle Show in Hennessy, the Pawnee Steam and Gas Engine Show, and Shawnee's Farming Heritage Festival. Lebanon in Marshall County hosts the Antique Iron Tractor and Implement Show. Golden Harvest Day at Colbert includes displays of antique tractors and implements and demonstrations of early-day farm life, including threshing, binding, ruck crushing, corn shelling, sawmilling, hay baling, and plowing. Fairs go hand in hand with harvest festivals. Community fairs provide entertainment and social gatherings, as well as an opportunity to earn bragging rights for having the best in crops or foods. One of the oldest community fairs in the state is the Mountain View Free Fair, which began in the early 1900s. Oklahoma City and Tulsa both have outstanding state fairs each year. Rides, midway games, exhibits from near and far, shows and music, and of course food, are all a part of these fairs. At some festivals, fabulous foods are the featured attraction, from chili to fruits to chocolate to even oysters. Prague and Yukon both celebrate their Czechoslovakian heritage with festivals that feature kolache pastry and kielbasa sausage. Chandler and Tuttle, both home to major dairies, have ice cream festivals. Jay has a huckleberry festival, while McLeod spotlights the blackberry. Both Porter and Stratford hold peach festivals. Sweet strawberries are the object of an annual festival at Stillwell. Rush Springs and Valiant are home to watermelon festivals. Celebrate Bristow's Lebanese heritage at Tabula Fest, or say cheese at the Watonga Cheese Festival. Community efforts at the Fried Onion Burger Day Festival at El Reno result in a record-setting hamburger weighing over 850 pounds and measuring 8.5 feet in diameter. Grape festivals are growing in popularity as vineyards become more widespread. Tasty catfish are featured at the National Hook and Cook-Off at Afton and the Keystone Catfish Festival in Cleveland. You can see a form of molasses being produced at the Sorghum Festival in Wewaka. The Fantastic Oyster Fry in Frederica has been held since 1952 and offers fresh oysters from the Gulf of Mexico. Norman's Chocolate Festival offers mouth-watering delicacies. Pawhuska hosts the National Indian Taco Championship. Cordell celebrates fall with a pumpkin festival. The year can be topped off with a sip of wassail at Guthrie when the town recreates a Victorian holiday in December. Trails and rails. Trails and roads have crisscrossed the land we know as Oklahoma for hundreds of years. The Chisholm Trail Museum Living History Days in Kingfisher includes Civil War soldiers, homesteaders, cowboys, and more. Duncan celebrates another leg of the famous trail at the Chisholm Trail Heritage Center. Veachey spots the Great Western Trail. Cimarron County features the Santa Fe Trail Days. The Oklahoma Bicycling Society sponsors the Tour de Trees in Eufaula for those who want a more leisurely view of the countryside. Railroads are celebrated at the Santa Fe Depot in Shawnee. Railroad Day in Muskogee was first held in 1904, and it continues to this day as Railroad Day at Three Rivers Museum, Muskogee. More miles of the famed Route 66 highway run through Oklahoma than any other state. Many communities in the state honor the Mother Road. Sepulpa and Veneta are two of the many towns that have Route 66 special events, which often include car shows and road cruises. Vintage aircraft can be viewed at the Will Rogers Fly-In in Uloga, and Fairview has hosted fly-ins for over 60 years. The Oklahoma Museum of Flying at the Wiley Post Airport in Bethany hosts warbirds over Oklahoma. Flora and fauna. Bats, snakes, and birds, oh my! The abundance of wildlife, some that live here year-round and some that migrate through, is the object of special events in every corner of the state. Watches for the majestic eagle are held at various locations, and Venn host a Loon Watch. Boiling Springs State Park, Freedom, and Jet have watchable wildlife weekends. Mexican free-tailed bats are the objects of bat watches at the Selman Caves near Freedom. Grove hosts the Pelican Festival. The Fangtastic Rattlesnake Hunt is an annual event in Waurika, as are similar hunts in Wainoka, O'Keene, and Apache. Fishing derbies held at our many lakes and waterways are also commonplace. Where else but Antlers would host a deer festival? A rose is a rose, unless it's at the Rose Rock Festival at Noble. Beautiful flowers are the reason for the Azalea Festival in Muskogee, Dogwood Days Festival in Idabel, Magnolia Festival in Durant, Carnegie's Canna Festival, and the Lavender Festival at Apache. Dig for selenite crystals at the Birding and Crystal Festival at Jet. Enjoy the Sand Fest at Wainoka and sand drag racing at Little Sahara State Park. Other celebrations. Some of our many colorful cultures are spotlighted in festivals throughout the state. Several communities hold German Fest, where the food fair features schnitzel sandwiches, bratwurst, sauerkraut, and apple strudel. The Scottish Games and Gathering in Tulsa is a multi-clan event with Celtic crafts, pipe and drum competitions, Highland dancing, and Scottish foods. Oklahoma City hosts the Irish Arts Oklahoma Fies, a Gaelic event with costumes and Irish step dancers. McAllister celebrates with the Italian Festival. Lawton, with its international festival, is one of many cities that spotlight their variety of cultures. The Cimarron Territory Celebration in Beaver and the Cherokee Strip Celebration in Enid honor early settlers to those areas. Famous folks are featured at the Wiley Post Festival in Maysville, Eric's Roger Miller Festival, Woody Guthrie Free Folk Festival in Okemah, and Muskogee's Bass Reeves Legacy Walking Tour. The Nettie Davenport Day Celebration in Davenport highlights that community's heritage. Wetumpka turned disappointment into celebration with Sucker Day Festival. Hartshorne features cheap eats, gangsters, hobos, and street performers at the Hard Times Festival. Oil reigns as king at Black Gold Days in Glen Pool and the Oil Patch Jamboree in Drumright, but cotton is king at Frederick's Cotton Festival. The stately forest is celebrated at Wright City's Lumberjacks Festival. The Lesser Prairie Chicken Festival is at Woodward. Bixby hosts the Green Corn Festival, while Washington has a Monarch Migration and Butterfly Festival. Robber's Cave Fall Festival at Wilburton draws hundreds of law-abiding people. Guthrie, the state's first capital, celebrates statehood each year on November 16th. There's a reenactment of the inauguration of Oklahoma's first governor, Charles N. Haskell, and the symbolic wedding of Miss Indian Territory and Mr. Oklahoma Territory. These are only a few of the festivals and events that take place each year in our special state. Our festivals and events are not only fun, but they also tell us much about our great state. It's your turn. Number 1, name 2 elements of culture. Number 2, give 2 examples of Oklahoma festivals that celebrate other cultures.